So on page 16, we see some cylinders, okay, or prisms. Cylinders and prisms, we treat them the same. The way that you can tell that something is a cylinder or a prism is you look at it, and the base on the bottom is the same as the base on the top. Do you see all those figures right there? You see an oval on bottom, oval on top. Circle on bottom, circle on top. Triangle on bottom, triangle on top. Rectangle on bottom, rectangle on top. Some weirdo figure there, that same weirdo figure on top. Those are cylinders or prisms. They're interchangeable. We call something a cylinder usually when it's rounded, and a prism when it's not. Okay. And even if it's tilted, like they show you on page 17, we treat it the same. The formula for the volume of a cylinder or of a prism is very simple. There are different formulas. You might have even memorized some. And if those work for you, that's fine. I'm going to give you this one. I would say that the volume of a cylinder or of a prism is area of the base times the height. There are other things. There's like pi r squared h and stuff like that. The reason why I don't memorize that is because then I have to memorize more things, right? I have this pi r squared h, there's length times width times height. I mean, I would prefer to memorize the fewest number of things. And all I need to do is find the area of the base and multiply it times the height, right? And you know how to find the area of a base. If the base is a circle, right, it's pi r squared. Or if it's a triangle, it's 1/2 base times height. Or if it's a rectangle, it's base times length times width or whatever. Does that make sense? Do you see how that formula encompasses all those? And so that's the one that I memorize, at least. Area of the base times the height. Okay. Lateral surface area. Lateral surface area, what that means is all the stuff on the sides, right? If you had a cylinder like this, the lateral surface area would be all the stuff on the sides, okay? Not on the top and bottom, just on the sides, right? And what did they say? Yeah. The formula that they give for the lateral surface area, I don't know how important this one is. I mean, it is important. They ask you questions on it. But the lateral surface area of a cylinder or of a prism is basically the perimeter of the base times the height. Imagine like a can of soup, right? If you had a label on the can of soup and we cut it down the middle like that and unrolled it, what kind of shape would it be? It'd be a rectangle, right? And that rectangle, wouldn't the height of the rectangle be the height of whatever the can was? And the length of the rectangle, it once went all the way around the can, wouldn't that be the perimeter or the circumference of the base, however you want to look at it? So you can look at it that way. That's how they find the lateral surface area, is the perimeter of whatever the base is times the height. Okay. Any questions so far? Okay, so let's look at example 2.1. It says the base of a right cylinder 10 centimeters high is shown. Find the surface area of the right cylinder. Okay, dimensions are in centimeters. Surface area, that's not just lateral surface area. That's why I said that I don't know how critical that formula is, because they're going to ask us for more than that often. So surface area means all the sides. You got to add them all up. So that's the lateral surface area and the top and the bottom. All right? So let's find the top and bottom because they're the same. They show you the figure. And you can see that the figure is made up of a rectangle and of a semicircle. The area of the rectangle should be pretty easy, right? Length times width, 5 times 6, that's 30. The area of the semicircle should be pretty easy as well. What would be the radius of that semicircle? Yeah, 3, right? Because if we go up and down, that would make 6, so that must be 3. The area of a circle with a radius of 3 would be 9 pi. But that's not a full circle, right? It's half of a circle. So wouldn't the area be 9 pi over 2? Okay. So now I know what the area of the base is. The area of the base is 30 plus 9 pi over 2. Everyone okay with that? Okay. If we want to find the total surface area, we're adding up the bottom and the top and the lateral surface area. So wouldn't the bottom plus the top, I just add it together twice, and that would make 60. 9 pi over 2 plus 9 pi over 2 is 9 pi. So that's the top and bottom added together. Now I have to add together all the stuff on the sides, the lateral surface area. That's the perimeter of the base times the height. The perimeter we can find, right? 5 plus 6 plus 5, that's 16. This part I find by finding the circumference of the circle. The formula for the circumference of a circle